Hi, I'm Alan Tutt, and in this session, I will help you develop a craving for exercise that can be just as strong as your other cravings for food, drink, sleep, sex, mental stimulation, and so on. As you no doubt already know, exercise is an important part of staying healthy and maintaining a long life. You may also know that those who exercise on a regular basis feel better, look better, and tend to have more energy throughout the day. Personally, I've always enjoyed exercise, although for many years I felt I was just too busy to set aside the time to exercise my body and would get to it later. That tendency eventually led to a situation where I started to feel winded anytime I did anything strenuous, like jogging or having sex. Now, jogging I can live without, but the other? Well, let's just say that right there I found the motivation to find a way to work exercise back into my busy schedule. You might find it interesting that I found it didn't take a lot of exercise to keep myself in shape, and some exercises were more useful than others. In my situation, the best exercises were anything that worked my midsection, although basic squats and other calisthenics definitely helped my heart, and only took a few minutes at a time. While this program will help you find the motivation to exercise and even develop a true craving for it, you will most likely want to explore different forms of exercise to find what works best for you. And in the process, you just might find a type of exercise that really appeals to you. As an example, did you know that dancing is a form of exercise? So is roller skating and playing most sports. Yes, exercise can be a fun activity on its own, one you look forward to as a bright spot on your calendar. Okay, so if you're ready to elicit assistance from your subconscious mind to help motivate you to exercise, and if you're ready to start feeling enthusiastic about exercising, let's get started. We will be using a form of hypnosis in this session, so you want to make sure that you can focus comfortably on this process for the next few minutes. And if there's anything you need to take care of before beginning, like locking the door, turning off your phone, or adjusting any clothing, go ahead and take care of those things first. And when you're ready, just sit back and relax, allowing your body to release any tension you may have had, and bring your attention to your breathing, taking a few slow, deep breaths, and as you do, imagine that you are bringing in fresh, clean energy. And as you exhale, you are releasing all tension, stress, worry, doubt, frustration, disappointment, and any other negative feeling you may have had before this moment. Breathe in fresh, clean energy. Release all of the stress and negativity. Good. Do it again. And as you energize your mind with the extra oxygen now in your bloodstream, you may find it easier to focus more clearly on a clear space within your imagination. Bring all of your attention to a single spot within your mind, and just let everything else go for the time being. It is now time to enter a deep and profound state of hypnosis, in which you have complete access to the incredible power of your entire mind. And while you may not consciously know how to do this, your deeper subconscious mind already knows what to do, because this is a state you enter from time to time naturally, such as when you are passionately engaged in a pleasurable activity, and the rest of the world just seems to fade away. You also go into hypnosis anytime your mind just goes blank. And you find yourself staring into space for no reason at all. And yet your powerful subconscious mind has its own reasons for doing things. And when your subconscious wants to do something, there's not much you can do to stop yourself from following through with whatever your inner self has in mind. Think about it. How often do you find yourself in a situation where you want to do one thing consciously, but something inside makes you do something else instead? This shows the incredible power of your subconscious mind. And in this session, we're going to recruit this powerful force to help you live a life of greater health and vitality, giving you more energy and strength, leading to a lot more fun on a daily basis. And as you know, those cravings that come from your subconscious almost always leads to something fun and enjoyable in some way, don't they? All we really need to do here is to show your powerful subconscious mind how much fun and enjoyment you can get with a regular exercise program. And you won't be able to keep yourself away from some type of exercise for very long, much like you can't keep yourself away from food, sleep, or many other good things. One of the best ways to enter a deep and powerful hypnotic state is to simply remember what it feels like to be deeply relaxed while also being deeply focused on a single thing, like watching a good movie, getting a nice relaxing massage, or daydreaming about a thoroughly enjoyable activity. And as you relax your physical body and focus your mind on the feelings of relaxation and focus and enjoyment, you naturally drift into a powerful state of hypnosis in which you have complete access to the incredible power of your entire mind. On a conscious level, there's not much for you to do except sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride as your powerful subconscious mind takes you into that space within yourself where you can make powerful changes quickly and easily. Many folks notice a feeling of peace, contentment, and even joy as they enter a hypnotic state, while others feel other sensations in various parts of their body as you enter this powerful state of mind. A few don't feel anything special, so whatever you are experiencing at this time is perfectly okay. Just let go of everything and focus on my voice, my words, and the meaning behind my words, and let this become your entire reality for the next few minutes. And before we begin, realize that in this private space within your mind, there is no one to judge you or what you find enjoyable. I won't even know because I am a recording, and what happens inside your mind is completely your business. And so, at this point, I'll have you imagine that you are now someplace where you can truly enjoy yourself. Notice what you see, what you hear, and what you feel in this highly enjoyable environment. And as you explore this space, look around for an opportunity to do that thing you enjoy most. And as you find yourself drawn to this activity, like a piece of metal is drawn to a magnet, allow yourself to follow this craving and engage with the activity. Really get into it and notice all of the wonderful feelings you get while doing it. Oh my. Wow. Such wonderful feelings that come up as you fully engage with this wonderful exercise of your imagination. Now, imagine that these incredible feelings are becoming stronger, more intense, and watch as you feel even more drawn to the activity which creates these feelings, and how much you would look forward to this if you hadn't been able to do it for a long time. Because we always crave those things which bring us wonderfully positive feelings, and we crave these feelings more than anything else. And anything that can give us these same feelings, we crave just as much as anything else that gives us such good feelings, right? Imagine getting the exact same feelings as you engage in a slightly different activity, one in which you are moving your physical body, such as dancing, playing sports, having sex, or even practicing something like yoga, tai chi, or other moving meditation. As you imagine yourself going through the motions of this other exercise, like a true master of it, notice how proud you can feel that you have mastered it, and how well you're doing. More importantly, notice how the exercise of your body produces positive effects, like stronger muscles, more endurance, and greater energy, and a healthier-looking body. How wonderful will you feel when you have exercised enough to produce these tangible results? Because after a time, we always forget the work that went into a routine, and eventually focus only on the positive results of that routine, mentally connecting the routine with the positive results, which serves to increase our cravings for the activity all that much more. Let's go on to something different. And this time, I want you to think of another activity you truly enjoy. And imagine yourself in the perfect environment for this new activity. What do you see? What do you hear? What do you feel in this space? It doesn't take long before you notice the opportunity to engage in this other activity, and you feel a strong craving drawing you in, like someone who hadn't eaten for days feels an incredible hunger for food. You feel drawn to this highly enjoyable activity. Go ahead and fully enjoy yourself. I'll wait here while you do. It's incredible how much enjoyment and pleasure you can take within yourself, and how far you can push yourself when it produces such wonderful feelings. They say there's a thing called a runner's high, in which a person who runs for long distances starts to feel elated, as if they are flying instead of running, and every stride they make just makes them feel better and better. And this carries them all the way to the end of the run. Weightlifters and bodybuilders report a similar thing, which they call the pump, in which the muscles of their body are engorged with blood, full of endorphins pumping through their body and brain, giving them such an incredible rush of good feelings because of the workout they just had. Of course, the physical feelings are just part of the experience. As you know that any time you accomplish something significant, you naturally feel proud that you did something that not everyone can do. And the feeling of pride and accomplishment is sometimes all it takes to generate a craving to do that same thing again and again, so you can get more of that same feeling as you accomplish more and more each time. Someone who can only run for a block can feel good when they find that they can now run for 2 blocks, or 3, or 4. And finally, they can run for a mile without getting winded. And as they continue to enjoy the running, they might not even notice when they are suddenly running for miles and miles and feeling good the whole time. Because this is an interesting thing with any form of exercise. The first few times you do it are the hardest, and it just gets easier and easier each and every time. And where you may only increase your capabilities by small amounts at first, before long, you're growing so strong so quickly that future gains come in larger amounts. Okay, let's go on to something else. And this time, I want you to remember the good feelings you had earlier in this session. Those wonderful feelings you got from those activities you truly enjoy. Focus on these incredible feelings and imagine them getting stronger and more intense, swelling up like a balloon and radiating out from the core of your being out into the world around you, as if you are the sun and the light of your positive feeling shines on all those around you, beaming bright for all to see, and growing brighter, stronger, more intense with each and every breath you take, building in stages, slowly at first, but growing faster and faster until you eventually become so bright from the sheer intensity of the wonderful feelings inside you that your light spreads throughout the entire world. And right when you think you just can't handle any more of these wonderful feelings, I want you to imagine yourself feeling this good as you are now exercising your body, engaging in such a glorious activity. You truly enjoy what you are doing and how it makes you feel this good. And as you push yourself to work, your body even harder, the wonderful feelings inside just get stronger and even more enjoyable. The feeling and the activity now link together in your mind, such that the thought of one brings up the other, giving you good feelings whenever you exercise, and thinking of exercise when you are feeling good. And even when you want to feel good, which is the basis for our cravings, because we know what makes us feel good. And when we want to feel a certain way, we are naturally and automatically drawn to what gives us these incredible feelings over and over again, because we are feeling creatures, always wanting more and always wanting to feel good on a daily basis as often as possible. And from here, it's easy to see yourself in the future, in a time when you have gotten past the hard work of starting an exercise program and gotten into a real groove with it, settling into a regular routine in which you look forward to your exercise periods because they just make you feel so good and they do so many good things for you, keeping you healthy, vital, energetic, youthful, and happy. I'm going to be quiet for a full minute, and during this time, you can imagine yourself in a wide variety of situations in which your newfound health and vigor prove themselves to be of immense value. And the next time you hear my voice, you will have your own subconscious motivations to exercise on a regular basis. Go and enjoy this exercise. Wasn't that a wonderful experience, a fantastic exercise of your mind and body? It is now time to end this session, and in a moment I'm going to count from 1 to 5. When I reach the count of 5, you will be wide awake, fully refreshed, and feeling a craving to exercise. This craving will come back over and over again as your powerful subconscious mind keeps you on track to manifest great health and vitality because it now has its own reasons to keep you exercising on a regular basis. You are welcome to return to this recording as often as you wish to refresh your inner motivation and to explore other ideas for new forms of exercise that will appeal to your deeper mind. And as mentioned earlier in this recording, you may want to look into various forms of exercise to find something you will enjoy more than other forms. And when you find a type of exercise that matches your personality and interest, you will have even greater motivation to stick with it all the way to the point where you have truly mastered it and get great enjoyment while doing it. And so, we start the process of ending this session with the count of one, and you can bring your attention back to your physical body and the room in which you left it. With the count of two, you can take a deep breath to prepare your body for your return. Three, and you can notice how you are actually looking forward to your next exercise session and the incredible enjoyment you will get from doing it. And with the count of four, you can feel the life coming back to your body as you get closer to full waking consciousness. And finally, with the count of five, you can open your eyes, wide awake, and feeling eager to get in and start exercising so you can feel those wonderful feelings again. Welcome back.